What if your greatest gift made you an outcast? Jonathan Livingston Seagull didn't fit the mold of his flock. While thousands of gulls fought over fish scraps near the docks, Jonathan spent his days alone, obsessed with something his kind considered absurd, the pure art of flying. Not flying to eat, flying for its own sake. He experimented with wing angles, tested speed limits, and pushed his body to discover what seagulls were truly capable of. His parents worried, his peers whispered, but Jonathan couldn't silence the voice inside, telling him that life meant more than the scramble for survival. Through countless crashes and failures, he persisted, driven by a radical belief that seagulls were meant for excellence, not mediocrity. This wasn't rebellion for its own sake. It was the refusal to accept that good enough was actually good enough. Jonathan's breakthroughs came through relentless experimentation. Conventional wisdom said seagulls couldn't dive faster than 60 miles per hour without losing control. Jonathan shattered that limit, reaching 214 miles per hour by discovering that tucking his wings in a specific way, tight against his body with wingtips exposed for steering, allowed unprecedented speed. The G-forces blurred his vision as he pulled out of dives, but he'd unlocked something profound. What everyone called limitations were actually just untested assumptions. He mastered barrel rolls, precision landings, and aerobatics no gull had attempted. Each technique revealed hidden capabilities within his ordinary body. Excited to share these discoveries, Jonathan returned to his flock, expecting celebration. Instead, he faced the council of elders and heard words that would change everything. "You are hereby banished." His crime? Violating tradition by seeking something beyond survival. As the flock turned their backs, Jonathan flew toward exile, heartbroken not for himself, but for those who chose comfortable ignorance over magnificent possibility. In exile, Jonathan continued practicing until two radiant gulls appeared one evening, flying with perfection he'd never witnessed. "We've come to take you higher," they said. Jonathan awoke in a realm where the sky shimmered crystal clear, and a dozen luminous seagulls welcomed him, souls who shared his passion for mastery. His instructor, Sullivan, explained that Jonathan was one in a million who discovered life's true purpose early. Here, Jonathan's real education began. Under the elder gull Chiang's guidance, he learned that perfection had no limits. It was endless becoming, not a final destination. Chiang demonstrated how to transcend physical constraints entirely, disappearing and reappearing instantly elsewhere. "You must know you've already arrived," Chiang taught. After weeks of practice, Jonathan experienced breakthrough, understanding his body as thought energy that mind could reshape. He vanished and materialized beside Chiang on a shore with twin yellow suns. When Chiang eventually departed for higher existence, his parting wisdom was simple yet profound: keep working on love. Despite heaven's perfection, Jonathan felt pulled back to earth, to the flock that rejected him. Sullivan questioned this choice. Why would they listen now? But Jonathan couldn't abandon the possibility that other gulls existed like him, waiting for someone to show them the way. He returned and found Fletcher Lind Seagull, recently banished for barrel rolling around an elder. "Do you want to fly?" Jonathan asked. Fletcher's bitter yes began Jonathan's teaching career. More outcasts arrived, some curious, others genuinely hungry to learn. Jonathan adapted to each student, demonstrating that flying wasn't means to an end, but the end itself. Quiet Martin mastered low-speed wizardry. Charles Roland soared to 24,000 feet. Kirk Maynard, whose twisted wing barely functioned, learned he was free to be his true self and discovered he could fly again. Despite the council's decree to ignore the outcasts, crowds grew to nearly 1,000 gulls, drawn by whispers of impossible teachings about freedom and potential. Fletcher became Jonathan's most accomplished student, mastering techniques and grasping deeper meaning that life's purpose was discovering and expressing one's perfect nature. Then catastrophe struck. During a high-speed demonstration, Fletcher swerved to avoid collision and crashed into a granite cliff at over 200 miles per hour. Time slowed as the rock face rushed toward him. he braced for death. Instead, he found himself standing with Jonathan in a timeless place beyond the physical world. "You've simply changed your level of consciousness," Jonathan explained calmly. "You can stay here or return and continue working with the flock." Fletcher understood suddenly what Jonathan had been teaching. Physical limitations existed only in minds that accepted them. He chose to return, materializing before the terrified flock who'd witnessed his apparent death. "Devil!" they screamed, surging forward to kill this unnatural thing. Jonathan appeared beside Fletcher. Both vanished, reappearing safely over water. "Why is it so hard to convince a bird he's free?" Fletcher asked, shaken. Jonathan's answer cut to the heart. "Each must come to the light in his own time." Jonathan began stepping back, letting Fletcher lead more sessions. Then one evening, he gathered everyone on the shore. "It's time for me to go," he said simply. Fletcher protested desperately. He was just a beginner who needed his teacher. Jonathan looked at him with infinite compassion. "Don't you understand? The whole point has been showing you that you don't need me. What you've been seeking has been within you all along." As Jonathan's form shimmered and grew luminous, he offered final wisdom. "Don't make me a god. I'm a seagull who likes to fly, that's all. Don't believe what your eyes show you. All they reveal is limitation. Look with your understanding. Find what you already know, and you'll see the way to fly." He vanished, leaving Fletcher alone with the students. Panic struck. How could he continue Jonathan's work? Then he remembered. The limitation wasn't in his abilities, but in his perception of them. Fletcher began teaching, awkwardly at first, then with growing confidence, understanding finally that Jonathan had been right. The greatest gift wasn't knowledge itself, but recognizing that each of us contains unlimited potential waiting to be discovered. Jonathan's story isn't just about a seagull. It's about everyone who's felt the pull towards something greater and faced ridicule for pursuing it. We're taught that safety lies in sameness, that wisdom means accepting limitations others declare absolute. But what if those boundaries are illusions? What if the voice urging you toward excellence isn't foolish ambition, but your truest self calling you home? Jonathan discovered that perfection isn't a destination where struggle ends, it's the joyful, endless journey of becoming. The miracle wasn't his ability to fly at impossible speeds or transcend physical laws. The miracle was recognizing he was never bound by the limitations he'd been taught to accept. Neither are you. Your flock may call you irresponsible for wanting more. They may banish you for refusing to settle. But somewhere beyond the comfortable shore, your perfect flight awaits. Not because you'll gain supernatural powers, but because you'll finally stop believing in the chains that were never really there. The question isn't whether you can fly. The question is, will you?